A Senate committee is calling on the government to make research into low survival rate cancers a national priority. Its inquiry has found that not enough funding is made available to improve the life chances of people with brain cancer. It kills more children in Australia than any other disease and is the deadliest cancer for people younger than 40, according to the Cure Brain Cancer Foundation. Tasmanian Senator Katrina Billick has a deep personal understanding of the issue, having had two benign brain tumours removed in 2008, just before she took office. She chaired the committee which tabled its report in Parliament this afternoon and spoke with me a short time ago.
There's a number of cancers that are included in the low survival rates. Anything that's under about 50% survival for 5 years is included. Esophageal, brain cancer, obviously, lung cancer, stomach cancer. There's about 8 or 9 different ones, so there's a number.
And how many lives do they claim a year?
Well, the number's a bit hard to verify all up, mainly because some cancers aren't actually recorded as in the death stats as that people have died from that cancer, and also because we haven't got a really good statistical database for acknowledging that information in some states.
And when you say these are low survival rate cancers, what are the chances people have of surviving if they get these types of cancers?
Pancreatic cancer is about 6% for 5 years. Brain cancer's been around the 22% for the last 30 years. So it can vary within that definition of low survival rate cancers, but generally below 50% for 5 years after diagnosis.
The inquiry wanted to find out why, despite the improvement in cancer survival, generally the survival rates of some of these cancers had barely moved in decades. Did you find out why that is?
Well, I think we did. What we did find out is that there's a bit of an inequity with the funding. It's not deliberate, and I'm not for a minute saying that it's deliberate, but some of those more, and you know, I've used the word before, sexy cancers get more funding, mainly because they're supported philanthropically by people. They get more funding and that leads to better outcomes for people. Breast cancer, for example, their survival rates have increased so much in the last few years that they appear to get more money.
So what is the answer? What are you calling upon the government to do?
The committee came up with 25 recommendations, and one of the critical ones was that we've recommended that the National Health and Medical Research Council consider identifying low survival rate cancers as a national health priority area in its next corporate plan. And we've also recommended the implementation of an Australia-wide strategy to increase 5-year survival rates for low survival rate cancers to above 50% by 2027.
So does that basically mean increasing the part of the funding pie that these cancers get for research?
Well, it may do, but not necessarily. There's a number of ways that these things can be approached. The federal government has recently put in $100 million for the new brain cancer research area. That will make a significant difference. So the government, to be honest, although I'm not in government, the government, I'm happy to acknowledge, are already working on this anyway. And sometimes you can do things without just worrying about the actual money. But we did find that there was an inadequate amount of funding allocated to research into low survival rate cancer. So I suppose ultimately, yes, we would like more put into that area.
And do you know what percentage of the funding goes into those cancers as opposed to others?
Well, I know that brain cancer gets about 6%. The numbers there can be quite low. You know, there's some great researchers in the area, but we don't have enough. And one of the ways to improve that might be to bring people that are already researchers in other cancer areas across. There was also issues about how long people's funding lasts for, because there's a bit of an issue. For example, funding runs out before you actually get a result. To me, that's a bit of a waste of having used some of that money, maybe. There was also recommendations at a much lower level for things that can just make people's life easier and help increase their quality of life.
One of the other areas which the inquiry was concerned about was barriers to clinical trials for people with these low survival rate cancers.
Yes.
What are the problems and what are you recommending be done about it?
One of the first problems is that once you've been on a clinical trial, you can't actually access another clinical trial. And in Australia, to be honest, we probably don't have enough clinical trials. So the whole area of clinical trials, especially for young people, the issues around ethics and governments in that area as well. There's delays in ethics and governments approvals. There's often a lack of information about the trials. As I said, people are often ineligible, you know, against the trial criteria. And, of course, in Australia, we've still got the old tyranny of distance issue for regional and remote Australians who have to travel to participate in these trials. So we recommended that patients with low survival rate cancers, those processes be further streamlined and make information on, for example, on clinical trials more user-friendly, have some innovative and flexible clinical approaches to trial design, and allowing trial participants to access patient travel subsidy schemes, which, interestingly enough, was something, you know, that you don't probably think of, but it can make a huge difference to people.
Senator, thanks very much for speaking with PM this evening.
Thanks so much, Dominic.
Tasmanian Senator Katrina Bilic.